The major party candidates for state auditor view the role of the office quite differently. VPR's Bob Kinzel takes a look at how these differences are defining the campaign.
The auditor serves as a watchdog over the operations of state government and conducts what are known as performance audits to evaluate the effectiveness of specific programs. Republican candidate Dan Feliciano thinks the work of the office should be expanded. He wants the auditor to work with lawmakers as bills are being considered. He wants to be certain that specific review criteria are included in key bills to ensure that the legislation can be properly evaluated if it becomes law.
All those things need to be proactively thought out or shared with the legislators. You can't influence the policy, but at least you can ask those questions and say, you realize this isn't really auditable, and I can't guarantee that it's going to save money, or I know how to react if something does go badly.
Doug Hoffer is the Democratic Progressive candidate and has served two terms in office. He doesn't support Feliciano's approach, and he thinks it will undermine the effectiveness of his office.
I think he may be misunderstanding our role. We can't go into a department and tell them how to set their own goals and which metrics to use and how to collect and verify the data. That's their job. If I do that, then I completely compromise the independence of my office, and we can't audit the work once they've done it.
But Feliciano insists that his proactive approach will serve the interests of the state. Right now, he says the auditor is, quote, driving with a muddied windshield and looking backwards through a big rearview mirror.
What's over the horizon we need to be aware of, and the auditor can't be looking in the rearview mirror the whole time. We need to be proactive, bringing up issues and concerns that are risk issues to the state. It just can't be, all right, you put this program in place, we audited it, you didn't have the measures, here's some recommendations, we'll see you, we'll come back and do another audit next year and hope for the best.
To highlight their different approaches, Hoffer points to the recent signing of a health care payment reform plan known as All Payer. The Green Mountain Care Board gave its approval to the proposal this week, and it will take several years to fully implement it. Hoffer says his office should not be involved in the policy decisions that help determine the scope and the basic operations of the plan.
The question is, as this rolls out, does my office have a role to play in evaluating the impact of the implementation of this new model? That's my job, is to evaluate the way the players implement this new approach. Not to tell them. I'm not a legislator. I'm not a policymaker. I'm not the governor.
The two candidates do agree on one thing. They both say they want to make the work of state government as transparent as possible in the future. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.